SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a new poll shows widespread approval amongst Victorians for Premier Daniel Andrews' handling of the state's coronavirus second wave. Iran denies meddling in the US presidential election. And in sport, the lineup for the AFL final series is set. With the latest SBS news, I'm Sarah Shalala. A new poll has found widespread support for Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' handling of the state's second wave of the coronavirus. The poll for the Australian newspaper shows 62% of Victorians surveyed agree Mr. Andrews has managed the crisis well, as opposed to 35% who think he's handled it poorly. Nationwide, 61% of voters say the harsh restrictions imposed upon Victorians by Mr. Andrews' government are appropriate. 57% of people identifying as coalition voters agreed with the restrictions. Victoria yesterday recorded 11 new cases of coronavirus. The head of Victoria's Department of Health and Human Services, Kim Peake, is today due to appear before the inquiry into the state's botched hotel quarantine program. The Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank may today indicate whether the central bank intends to take any further action on interest rates. Guy DeBell will address an Australian Industry Group conference on the Australian economy and monetary policy. The central bank's last board meeting indicated it is considering how further action on interest rates could support the recovery of the Australian economy from the coronavirus-induced recession. It's being speculated the Reserve Bank could lower the official interest rate when it next meets on the 6th of October. The rate is currently at a record low level of 0.25%. Numerous health groups have told Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt a national preventative health strategy must address the risks of climate change. A national preventative health strategy is currently being developed, but the consultation paper on the matter doesn't mention climate change. But the Climate and Health Alliance says everything that is a risk to health is amplified by climate change. It is calling for an education campaign on the matter, as well as a transition to cleaner energy to improve air quality, which it says costs thousands of Australian lives and $66 billion each year. The Climate and Health Alliance includes industry groups of doctors, nurses, and social workers. Malka Leifer's accusers say they will continue to fight for her extradition to Australia, despite plans for an appeal. An Israel court has found the former Melbourne school principal should be extradited to Australia to face 74 child sexual abuse charges. The Jerusalem District Court has given Ms. Leifer and her defence 30 days to lodge an appeal with Israel's Supreme Court. One of her attorneys, Nick Kaufman, has confirmed a challenge against extradition will be mounted there. But longtime victim advocate Manny Wack says justice must be served.
Unfortunately, they continue with this disgraceful approach in trying to prevent justice from happening. And from our perspective, we're going to try to do everything we can to ensure that Malka Leifer is going to be on a plane back to Australia as soon as possible.
Iran's foreign minister has denied his country is trying to meddle in the United States presidential election. Javad Zarif has addressed the U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. He says it doesn't matter to Iran who the president of the United States is, but rather how that person behaves. He says any allegation of Iranian interference in the election is really a case of U.S. President Donald Trump questioning his own country's election.
This is nonsense. For us, it doesn't matter who goes to the White House. I mean, if he had an interest in victory of one candidate over the other, that argument could be made. But it seems that President Trump is using every opportunity to basically question the results of the U.S. election, which is something of news for all of us, for a president to question his own country's election.
Mr. Zarif claims U.S. policy towards Iran is bullying. He's also refused to rule out payback for the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by the United States. A massive rescue mission is underway to help save a pod of stranded whales just off the coast of Tasmania. The pod of whales believed to be pilot whales are on a sandbar at Macquarie Harbour near Strawn. About 25 of the mammals have already died. Specialist rescuers are hoping to take advantage of an outgoing tide to save as many whales as possible. In sport, Port Adelaide has clinched the AFL Minor Premiership after beating Collingwood by 16 points in the home and away season finale in Brisbane last night. They are the first team to be in first place for the entire home and away season since Essendon in 2000. Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley says it is a significant achievement for his players, led by captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, it's really significant. The boys should deserve it. It's a 30-week season. You know, we've played for a long time and managed to protect it all the way through the year. And, you know, I think it's the first time in 19 years, I think, that someone's done that. And I'm just proud of the boys and the way they played. And, you know, they had to do it for a long period of time. And, you know, I know, led by Tom, that they were pretty determined tonight to get the job done.
Port Adelaide will host Geelong in Adelaide in week one of the final series. Elsewhere in week one of the final, the Brisbane Lions hosting Richmond in Brisbane. West Coast will host Collingwood in Perth in a match where the loser will be eliminated. The same goes for the loser of the Western Bulldogs versus St Kilda match, which will likely be played in Adelaide. The finals begin 1 week from Thursday. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or two, clearing 21. Adelaide, shower or two with wind easing 18 degrees. Melbourne, showers and windy 18 again. Hobart, shower or two, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Wollongong, sunny, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, possible early showers and 27 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, similar conditions, also 31. And Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.